How do you feel that your ski racing and sponsorships and all, because this is something I asked Mark, how do you feel like that helped you? Because it seems like you took a shift when you started to do TV announcing and some stuff like that. It started to open up doors in another direction for you. And do you feel that any of your earlier stuff on ski team and the stuff that you had to do with sponsors and all that stuff helped you to sort of get you started into this other world of broadcast and other things?
Well, look, when I got hurt and left the ski team, now I'm 28 years old. I have no education. I know that I don't have the personality to work for anybody. No, I'm not going to take direction very well because I've been my own boss, all the way up to this point. And I thought the only way I can make a fair amount of money is through exposure. And at that time, back in 1981, all these small little TV stations were popping up in all the ski areas all around the country. So I thought, well, if I started this little ski show, I could sell some advertising. I'll still have great exposure, among the ski demographic, and that this could work. So it was a barter syndicated ski show. So I'd keep the opening and closing billboard. I would sell a commercial, 30-second commercial inside the 5-minute slot. I would own 2 30-seconds, and I would give the programming to the ski areas. So what happened was, I targeted all the sponsors that the U.S. Ski Team had. I had Subaru as a sponsor. I had Range Rover as a sponsor. I had Rolex watches. So I just tapped into all these people I knew. So all of a sudden, the opening and closing commercial was worth like $20,000. The inside 30 second was worth like $65,000. Oh, I could go to Ray-Ban. Ray-Ban was giving me $40,000. Fila Ski Clothing, they were giving me $75,000. My bindings, my boots, I was making $400,000 a year off this 5-minute ski show that would take a week to produce, to shoot, another week to produce and get out. And I paid a cameraman $35,000 to do it all. So I had no overhead. I had that show for 20 years.
Oh, that's great. That's awesome.
I made all kinds of money. So then I started investing in commercial real estate, strip mall stuff. And the broadcasting career, I had that. So I was covering the Olympics and World Cup skiing for
I
20
remember
years.
that.
But mostly, get this. Yeah, I was making a pile of money. I was making probably close to $500,000 a year for a long time. And that's back in the 80s. And then I did the special for the Outdoor Life Network. And they knew I liked to fish. They wanted me to host a fishing show. But meanwhile, I was this broadcaster for 20 years doing this TV stuff. I was the director of skiing in Aspen. But my life, my excitement level was flatlined. I was
You were
making
just
money, but
you're
I
running through the
hated it.
machine.
I hated it. I hated announcing. I was talking about something I wanted to be doing. I was doing these ski tips, how to ski in the trees, how to walk up and down steps, how to walk in ski boots. Cut my throat, but I made a lot of money, right? So then the Outdoor Life Network called me. I did these specials. They liked my work. And they said, can you host and produce a fishing show for us? And at that time, I said, I have no time. But if you match what I make as a skier, all my contracts, you match the total that I'm making right now, you give me a 5-year contract. And all the money I save off the production cost of the production for the TV show, I get to keep that as my bonus. I'll change careers. So 40 years ago, I completely left skiing. And I was making about $700,000 to go produce fishing shows.
Oh, that's cool. That's awesome.
Now I am fishing around the world. I'm catching blue marlin on fly rods. I'm fishing the east side of Africa in the Seychelles. I'm fishing the Arctic Circle with President Bush. Now my life is on fire again. I'm going back up. I'm catching these giant fish. And then all of a sudden, now I'm fishing tournaments, winning tournaments. my life went back uphill. I started climbing the hill again.